Hello, this is Dylan with IREADA TV. I had a thought that I wanted to get out there. And this actually has to do with how people confuse cause and effect on something very significant and how it has a very real impact. I'll say on the world, which is true, but more importantly, on their own lives. I've alluded to this in multiple shows, but I want to address it specifically. That when I talk to most people about anything, I mean, this is really about anything, but on the show specifically, and the people I talk to on other shows, it's usually revolving around politics, but this really applies to anything, is this idea of if I want to do X, I have some goal, I want to achieve X, and I'm sitting back and going, can I achieve that? If I sit back and say, okay, I'm going to look at the landscape of the world, or of the specific thing that I'm thinking about. And again, I mean, if we look at this in terms of politics, I want to get this person elected, or I want to see this policy change, or whatever. If we look out at it and we say, okay, here's all the bad stuff that's happening, and because that bad stuff is happening, I won't be able to affect it. Or because it doesn't have to be bad. Because any stuff is happening, that affects me being able to do whatever it is I'm thinking I might be able to do. And this is actually putting cause and effect backwards. Why is that the case? So, unless you're a complete narcissist, I don't think it's too much of a stretch of the imagination to recognize that what's going on up in your head, or what's going up in my head, is not congruent with reality, right? We've got this worldview that's A, based on a limited amount of information, and B, is filtered with all our biases. And like I said, unless you're a complete narcissist, you should be able to recognize that at some level in yourself. So what you think is going on in the world isn't what's actually going on out in the world. And so if you come up with a reason, if you got a goal, whatever the goal could be, I want to get a better job, I want to get a wife, I want to get a house, I want to start a business, I want to run a marathon under a certain amount, whatever the heck. I want to be a painter or whatever. If you have the attitude that you're gonna look and assess reality in a very grand scheme of things, and then make a decision based off of that, you're not actually avoiding – wait, let me get to the word avoid. You're not actually making a decision based on reality. Reality's not stopping you. You're inventing something in your mind and stopping yourself. One of the interesting things let's put this example in the political sphere again is at some point I had this idea, and this idea is starting to float around more and more, that one of the very weak spots for vulnerable political power are the local county parties, Democratic, Republican, because a lot of the seats aren't filled, and it's very easy to fill those seats, and it's relatively easy. It's not easy, but it's relatively easy, particularly in comparison to, say, running for an office, to fill those seats and take over a local county party. In fact, I even did a show, The Red Wave That You Missed, interviewing a local county or a couple individuals from a particular party in a local county who did just this. They looked at all the precincts and they said, okay, how do we get all our people in here? They took over the county position. And a lot – I've mentioned this to several people over the course of the few years that I've had this idea. And a lot of the feedback I get is, well, I don't actually want to get involved with the party. Typically, it's talking about Republican Party, but honest to God, this applies to anything but any party, is I don't want to get involved with that because the party does X. Well, the party does do X, but is it doing X because that's what the party does, or is it doing X because you're not involved with it? Right? If the party consisted of you and people like-minded like you, would that party continue to do that thing? Obviously, the answer is no, because, again, forget the party. Any organization is going to do based on – it's going to do things based on the members that it consists of. So again, if you look out and in reality and you say, okay, I've interpreted reality in such a way as to say I'm unable to do X because of such and such thing in reality. Again, the such and such thing in reality probably doesn't exist. I mean, particularly if you're really, you know, looking at the grand scheme of the world or the grand scheme of the country or whatever and saying, oh my God, these things are happening. So, you know, this is what's affecting me in my personal life. You are completely making that up. You are completely making that up. And here's what's actually going on in the minds of people who do this, which is most of the population on Earth. And again, I know the examples that I came up are political, but I mean, again, getting a job, start a business, improve your life, start a new sport, become skilled, whatever. Whatever you want to do, start a charity, doesn't matter. Is that in order to do the thing that you think you want to do, let's take it simple. You want to buy a house. Buying a house comes with certain responsibilities, right? I mean, first of all, you have to have the responsibility of getting the income and maintaining the income to afford it. You've got the responsibility of now you're paying property taxes and you've got laws you gotta follow up on, and oh, you gotta take care of the house. If the roof caves in, it's no longer the landlord's responsibility. You gotta take care of that, right? So there's this huge set of responsibility. Well, and I would even go before that, is that you gotta find the house. You gotta deal with a bank, presuming you don't have enough cash to just go, but you know, I'll pay for the house. You gotta deal with a bank. You gotta go through all that process. There's so much stuff. And what people are afraid of the responsibility that they're going to now achieve once they've achieved the goal that they think that they want. And because they don't actually want to have that responsibility, we concoct, or you concoct, I actively try not to do this, you concoct a theory of reality. Oh, things are like this, and oh, stuff doesn't work that way. And oh, I talked to someone like that before and they said no and it's not going to work. You know, that's all you creating reasons not to do something. You're confusing cause and effect. This is how stuff actually works. I'm going to tell you right now. And disclaimer, obviously this works within limits, right? If your goal is to, you know, float and fly up to space and live flying around in orbit to observe the stars, obviously that's freaking impossible, right? That you're going to float up and do that. But if you're Elon Musk and you're like, I want to build a rocket ship to go to Mars, you know, he's putting that shit together and figuring out how to do it. So if you've got a goal, you sit there and you focus on and you say, what resources do I have available to actually do this? And you act toward it and you focus toward it and you think of reasons. How do I do it? Because you've got the power over this, right? You've got your body. You're in control of your body and you're in control of your brain and you're in control of your mouth. Now, I'm going to break this into two different types of power, right? You've got the power over your own body in terms of actually physically doing something. Like I can physically pick up this table or move it around, or I can physically do work. You've got the power of your mind. Maybe I'll break this into three. You got the power of your mind, which is I can think of better ways to do these things. And you also have the power of your mouth. And the power of your mouth is actually, I would argue, is the most powerful one, because with the power of your mouth, you can get other people to do stuff. And, oh, no one's talking about manipulating people. Yeah, I mean, that's a way of doing it. But you can use your mouth to get people to do things other than manipulating them. For example, you can inspire them. You can lead them, right? So if you're able to understand you're in control of this, you're in control of your body, you're in control of your mind, you're in control of your mouth, how do I utilize those tools to achieve the goal that I want to achieve? Now, I don't believe that anybody has infinite potential, because I'm a math guy, and I understand the concept of infinite. If you had infinite potential, you'd be God. You're not God. But I will say this. The potential that you have versus what you're doing has such a great disparity that it might as well be infinite. You are unable to differentiate between the potential that you actually have and infinite potential, because what you're achieving is so far down into the toilet, so far down underground, that you can't even tell the difference. And you and everybody around you, because you've surrounded yourself with people who think this way, and the reason you've surrounded yourself with people who think this way is because you want the social recognition that what you're doing is legitimate and honorable, right? If you could expunge that responsibility from your brain and do it by surrounding yourself with sycophants that speak the same language, you can convince yourself, no, I'm not actually responsible for achieving a certain goal because of some reality interpretation that says I'm not able to do it. But again, that reality interpretation is something that you made up in your mind. So what's actually stopping you is stuff that you've made up in your mind, which is you stopping yourself. You are making the free will choice to suppress your own free will. So again, turning this back into cause and effect, the cause isn't the external reality. And of course, and I mean, again, let me be clear. There are such things as causes from external reality, right? I mean, if you get kidnapped or there's a war or, I mean, you're murdered, so that's a cause from external reality that you didn't have control over, right? That's a real thing. But for the most of us, we just invent stuff. We just absolutely invent stuff to keep ourselves back. So I don't actually have these conversations as much as I thought I would because I've stopped hanging around people that really push back with me on this. And I've stopped, I mean, the people who have stuck around with me, I think they've gotten used to the fact that I'm, you know, if I get an idea in my mind, I'm just going to go do it. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know me, when I was 23, I sold almost everything that I had. And I bought a one-way plane ticket across the country with no plan. And I ended up staying with some friends for a year in the state of Vermont. And I just wanted to get away from the crap that was happening in the place that I grew up. And I quit a job. I went in and got involved and lived at a shrine and worked at a Shinto shrine. And, you know, the people in my family are like, oh, you know, what are you doing? This is crazy. And then everybody at the shrine's happy. But then I left the shrine. Everybody at the shrine's going, what are you doing? Are you crazy? And I just, and my family's still going, what are you doing? Are you crazy? And I leave to go to Vermont and I'm there for a year. And then I racked up and did it again. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Europe. I just bought a one-way plane ticket and I said, I'll just figure out the details. I found a place to stay and I had no idea how long I was going to stay there. I mean, when I got on that plane, I remember thinking, I'm mentally preparing myself that everything can screw up and I'll be back in 2 weeks. I ended up staying for almost 2.5 years because I continually thought, how do I do the thing I need to do in order to stay here, in order to keep traveling? Then I'm acquiring businesses now. And it's with the mindset of I can go out and do this. I can go out and do this. I'm acquiring businesses, finding the business, finding the motivated seller, finding the financing, put it together, and then I step into it, right? You have potential. And I'm not, and this may sound like I'm here to goad you into that potential. And for a certain number of people, that is true. This is more for me to say and more for me to communicate this to others who vibe with this understanding is don't let anyone convince you of fake reality, of interpretations of reality to hold yourself back. At the end of the day, you have control over this. You have control over your brain. You got control over your mouth. You can use it however you want. And these other people, typically speaking, I mean, if you're in Soviet Russia and you're in a gulag or something, yes, this doesn't apply. But for most of you listening to this, you're holding yourself back. That's the only thing. You're holding yourself back. You've confused cause and effect. And for the people who don't want to hold themselves back, what I want to do is give you the tools to fend off all the detractors in your life. Get this. Don't let them get you to confuse cause and effect. You're in control. You can leave these people in the dust if you just say, hey, I'm capable of doing what I'm doing and I'm going to move forward with it. Here's my goal. I'm going to go achieve that goal because this is so fascinating. And I mean, you want to talk about mind control, like if we need like MK Ultra waves and towers and cell phones and TVs zoning you out, you don't need any of that. All you need is talk. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's all it takes. That's the talk that gets stuck in your head, and that's all it takes. And if you can learn how to bypass that talk and just focus on, I can do it, and I'm going to go do it, then it all evaporates, and you're able to achieve your goals. And if you can see the people who are telling you can't do it as actively standing in your way from you achieving your goals, you could treat them for what they are, which is your enemies. I mean, seriously, like, if let's have a simple goal here. I want to go to the grocery store and buy something. I want to buy a head of lettuce, right? And I go over to the produce section, and then there's some guy standing in front of the lettuce going, I am stopping you from getting the lettuce, right? I am here to physically stop you from getting the lettuce. Well, you think talking to, you know, let me explain to you why I should be able to get, no, you don't explain to him. Push him aside, you punch him, and get to the thing that you want so you can get it, right? Treat him like an enemy. He's preventing you from getting the thing that you want. And stop being reasonable, I guess, is what I'm saying when it comes to this sort of thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to express a quick thought on that. Please go forth and do more. Garner your own potential. If you're a limp-dicked, whiny, I can't do anything, please, you know, go in a hole and die somewhere and get out of the way and out of the heads of people who actually want to accomplish stuff. And you do want to accomplish stuff, leave these people in the dust.